Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
K-pop updates on the girls of Blackpink and a major collab. Taylor and Trav go clubbing with her parents, Usher gets married, and Katie says bye to Idol. I'm hanging out in studio with Tiny, and we go behind the photo with the cast of One Love. It's Tuesday, February 13th, and this is Billboard News. There's so much news today, so we're gonna try to squeeze it all in. Here's the three big stories in music today. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are everywhere these days, and that includes at the club with Tay's parents. After being told the Chiefs' Super Bowl after party was for friends and family, Taylor posted this to TikTok. Listen, they have a lot of friends and family, and I say no harm, no foul. And Usher captivated on the field during halftime, but also captivated someone's heart. He tied the knot with longtime partner Jennifer Goicoechea on Sunday night in Las Vegas, surrounded by close friends and family, according to a statement. He's dated the music professional since 2019, and they share two kids. Listen, I love the videos of Taylor and Travis clubbing after the game, but it can't get more epic than getting married after performing on the world's biggest stage. Iconic, Usher. And this icon is saying goodbye to Idol. It's the show's 22nd season and her 7th and last. Katy Perry stopped by Jimmy Kimmel to break the news.
I think this probably will be my last show, my last season for Idol. I mean, I love Idol so much. I want to go and see the world and maybe bring new music.
Yeah, go see the world and make some new music.
New music? That's all we needed to hear, girl. We know you will deliver the goods.
Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over.
And we all know we could have a whole show dedicated to just this genre. Here's your top three stories in K-pop news. New music and new TV coming from half of Blackpink, plus one of the biggest K-pop collabs is on the way, and it's magic. It's official, Lisa from Blackpink is set to make her acting debut. She's joined the cast of season 3 of HBO's hit series, The White Lotus. The Emmy and Golden Globe winning show will take place in Thailand for season 3, Lisa's home country. This means when The White Lotus comes out, half of Blackpink will have been on HBO. Jennie previously starred in The Idol. No word on who Lisa will play in the show, but I'm hoping they give her some Jennifer Coolidge-level moments.
Please, these gays. They're trying to murder me.
Speaking of Blackpink, if you've been missing music from the girls, Rosé's got you covered.
Stupid words, a lot of bad jokes, angel hearts, and a cute name.
Rosé shared a snippet of a song called Vampire Holly on IG for her birthday.
Hate that I can't remember every evil thing you say.
While I've been patiently waiting for new Blackpink music since the girls re-signed with YG, I'll take any crumb I can get. Plus, Vampire Holly and Vampire are both hits in my book. Maybe we can get a Rosé Olivia Rodrigo collab campaign coming. Speaking of collabs, some of JYP's best are getting together for an epic project. The girls of ITZY and NMIX are joining the boys of Stray Kids and JYP founder JY Park. They're teaming up and they gave us a teaser for Like Magic.
Ooh, someday, 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 goodbye, it feels like magic.
Now, could you imagine if we could get all of them on tour together? JY Park, I've got brilliant ideas for you. Let's talk. Okay, Tiny might be one of the coolest people I've gotten to hang out with in studio. Find out about his new music in our brand new interview.
I've been working for a while, you know, in music. You always see the Grammys, like, that's, you know, that's like the stamp. And to, like, be considered, you know, to be alongside so many amazing artists and me putting out my first album, per se, and have it be, you know, recognized over here. In certain ways, you expect that what you do would be, you know, impactful and, you know, people will notice it, but it's not like a, you know, a done deal. Like, you gotta, like, put it out and just expect and see what the world and the universe, you know, reacts to it. And just to see that nomination over there and for it to be also my first time to be just nominated, have my name around there, it's just amazing.
I think that's what is so special about it, is because, you know, you're so known as such a prolific producer, but then your very first album as an artist gets a Grammy. Like, that doesn't happen to everybody, man.
I mean, there's not much I can say. I'm just, like, super grateful, you know, to the Academy for, like, every fan, every, you know, artist or, you know, person that makes music to just notice it and feel like it deserves to be there. You know, that's the biggest, you know, praise in the world. I did start as a reggaeton producer, but I've always been a fan of music from day one. So there's a lot of genres, a lot of, like, artists and styles that I would love to do that I didn't get a chance initially with some of the artists that I was able to work with. But to see, you know, the success that certain song has, you know, have had, and open doors for me to go into rooms and new places of people that I've always felt that I could if I got the chance. And seeing artists like Selena Gomez give me a chance and do a really cool song. And from there on, you know, see the Dua Lipas, the Beavers, all these amazing artists, Cardi, Shawn Mendes. It was the summer of love. I always thought that if I got the chance, I could, like, do good or bring something different to the table, and seeing that it happened, it was possible. So for me, I just want to keep building on that, keep challenging myself. I think I'm still growing. I'm still a student of what I do of music.
For the full interview, hit billboard.com. And One Love is in theaters tomorrow, so ahead of the movie, we sat down with the cast to go behind the photo.
Hi, I'm Kingsley Benedict.
I'm Ziggy Marley.
And I'm Ronaldo Marcus Green.
And this is Behind the Photo with Billboard.
Remind me, I mean, I went upstairs, they did such a detailed job at it.
It's a nice moment though. It was really like, it was one of those simple moments that I guess wasn't, I don't know if that was in the script.
No, it just felt like the stuff you did wasn't scripted. Yeah, with them.
Yeah, it was just organic. Yeah. So they all just ran at me. Yeah. And said it was just a really nice, really nice moment.
Next. I love this photo. Remember this one?
Trenchtown.
The whole community lifting us up there, huh?
Yeah.
There's a lot of fine details that day, just about the car and how Bob drove. And, like, I remember Stephen was telling me that Bob drove the car in a really specific way. You know, he rags the car up, you know. Bob really, he controlled the car, you know.
I don't know if you guys know, but there was some stuff going on before.
Yeah. So in the community.
When you came in,
it settled down.
Everything was quiet down, and it's been kind of quiet since then, you know. So
nice.
That's really cool.
What about this next one here, Faye Ellington? I mean, how integral she was to our production.
Young Bo.
We
had a lot of fun. When Kingsley comes, it's a serious business, man. This is where we do this. Marcus Garvey Drive, right?
Yeah.
Is that where they're singing now?
Where we did
Simmer Down.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite scenes in the film.
Yeah, they're nice.
When they do that.
There's a tenderness to those guys, an innocence. They really brought that. I love this picture.
Yeah,
56 Hope Road, end of our movie. This was in the final week. We were talking about the noise outside.
We were talking about
I don't remember. It looked like a very serious photo, but
yeah.
But obviously the moment was winding down.
I was struggling to find it. The scene was, there was something so simple about the scene that I couldn't find it. I remember just feeling stiff, and then you and Michael had a conversation because it was on me first. And then Michael came in and just did something that was completely different, and it threw me. in a good way.
Mm. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then I understood what the scene needed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was to reassure and protect him.
Yeah.
It was not about me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, I wouldn't have found that if, you know.
Yeah. And I love the end of that scene where the little boy comes in and says,
Ziggy.
Yes, little Ziggy comes in and says, who was that?
Who was that?
Just the man come see your
father. Yeah, there's someone come see your father.
And that was Behind the Photo with Billboard. And make sure you check out One Love February 14th.
And come back tomorrow for my interview with the legend himself, Ziggy Marley. Thanks for hanging out today, guys. I'm Tetris Kelly, and this is Billboard News.